Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, this day is flying. A story here from the Associated Press. Having your mouth taped shut is the stuff of nightmares.
Oh.
But some people are doing that to themselves in an attempt to sleep better. Doctors are saying do not do it.
Have you not seen this on social media?
Yeah, this is a biohacking trend that has been around for a while now. They even have brands called hostage tape.
Okay, that's...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Specific brands that aren't supposed to, you know, rip your mustache hairs off when you finally take it off in the morning.
Okay. And it's supposed to do what?
It's supposed to make you look ridiculous, Dan. Help you sleep better.
Oh.
Some on social media say it is a hack for getting more and better sleep and to reduce snoring. The claims, though, which are not... backed by science, are taking off on places like TikTok,
Sometimes
pushed by people working for companies related to the products.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that if you can't be a mouth breather where your jaw then relaxes down into your throat, it will force you to breathe through your nose, keeping that jaw formation in line and, in theory, breathing better. However, if you're like me and you perpetually only have one functioning nostril, I think I would die if I did that.
You're a solo nostril breather?
Only one nostril ever works at a time.
Okay.
Not one is clogged permanently, but you vacillate.
It switches back and forth.
You vacillate between your left and right nostril.
Yep.
Okay. Do you control that?
Have you tried blowing?
I have.
Your nose. I would wake up, feel like I'd been kidnapped and thrown in the trunk of a car, and start screaming. This is not for me.
It says here, mouth breathing in adults is not a major health problem, but it is better to breathe through your nose, according to experts. Your nose is a natural filtering system, trapping dust and other allergens before they can get to your lungs. Hence, that's what boogers are.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. We don't need to hear that. I don't even like that word.
Do you know what boogers are?
That boogers are dust.
Okay, you don't need to keep saying it.
I cleaned the basement a couple of weekends ago, and...
We're good. I don't need to hear the details there either.
Was there a lot of dust?
Okay.
Did they turn into boogers? They were dark.
We are moving on.
Did the nose
They were
work?
Not booger colored.
We are moving on! My God, I need some estrogen in this room.
Do you know how long we have been mouth breathers?
No, Dan, I don't care.
Since
we're moving on.
Since the beginning of time.
Well, since the beginning of humankind.
Yes.
Well, breathing through our nose
They didn't have neti pots when we were cavemen. Have you ever used one of those?
What's a neti pot?
I've not used the neti pot.
Disgusting thing you put up your
nose. Is that like the Navage that they sell on TV?
Which, by the way, I can use a neti pot, have a wonderful clearing, and still only have access to one nostril. Make it make sense.
I don't like the word nostril, and I don't like this conversation. We're moving on.
Neti pots are too gentle. I typically go for the squeeze bottle that shoots the water up there and really cleans out the nasal passages of all the... boogers.
You remember those suction things we had when we had babies?
For babies.
It was suction. Oh my God.
Which, by the way, that technology has not improved.
No, it is not.
Still the same.
I'm telling you right now.
It's simple.
And Sam, I can't wait for you to have kids because the three of us are done.
We are going
to
make fun of you every single day of your life in a loving way.
Supportive, like family.
Yeah, I had to do it with my nephew. I already know.
But these little, for those of you who are too young to have kids yet, just wait. Your time is coming. And one of the things that you will get, aside from...
They're always light blue.
They are always light blue.
They're bulbous.
And clear. The tube is clear, but the bulbous is is light blue. And you insert the tube.
Yep.
It's like
squeeze and release.
It's like a skinny
squeeze and release.
What is it that you use to get liquid into?
Like a funnel.
Funnel. Thank you. It's like a skinny funnel, and it fits on the end of this bulbous. I like that word.
Just suck it out.
And you put the little funnel in your kid's nose, and you push, and then you let go.
It works.
And my God, the hell that comes out of that kid's face.
Oh, the modern day ones, it's a straw that you put in your mouth and you create the suction.
Did I ever tell you? I've seen it. It's disgusting.
Oh, no.
That's what I was talking about.
Did I ever tell you one of my kids like shoved a bead up her nose when she was like 2, maybe 3? She shoved a bead, like the bead that you would like make art with, you know, string.
You know, who is this? Which kid?
Oh, I'll let you guess before I tell the end of the story.
It's got to be one of the girls.
The bead goes up the nose, and I look over at her, and she's like, and I go, sweetheart, did you just put a bead up your nose? And she starts screaming and crying and shaking her head yes. So I go over there, and it's way up here in the nasal passage, and I kind of feel it up there, and I'm literally, I get that bulb thing. I'm trying to suck it out. I push one of her nostrils in. I'm like, blow it out. Well, she keeps sucking in. So instead of blowing out, she's sucking it further up. We end up, well, I swear to Moses, we easy. End up, because she was choking and gagging and screaming. We go to Children's Mercy South. Children's Mercy South.
You went to the doctor for this?
Scott, I was like, she could choke in the middle of the night. We got to get it out of there. So we get in there, and we get back to see the doctor. And do you know how they get that out of a kid? I'm just going to tell you right now. They strap your child down on a backboard with full body Velcro, and they Velcro them down.
Like in a straitjacket.
Like in the worst kind of straitjacket. And the nurse said to us, she is going to be so traumatized putting her on this backboard and going in to get it. Are we sure we don't want to just try one more time? And so we're looking. Have you ever tried to get a 2-year-old to do something you want them to do?
I already know who this is. This is B.
Oh, 1,000% it was B. We're looking at her and we're like, sweetheart, okay. We're just gonna try it one more time. I'm just gonna push right here. She blows. That sucker shoots out across the room and hits the wall. And the nurse,
like an old musket
like
pellet?
It just comes flying out. And we literally get up with our child and run because we did not need a bill from Children's Mercy South. We got it out right there in the exam room.
Did you keep the bead?
We did not.
You dined and dashed at Children's Mercy in the emergency room?
Do we need to do anything? And the nurse goes, you're free to go. And we're like, work!
Were there skid marks in the parking lot?
And they're throwing the invoice after you.
Wow.
Don't need a physician for that. Really quick, this is breaking news on a very serious note. Mm. We've covered this extensively on this program. That idiot, awful, raging teenager has finally been charged in the brutal beating of the T-Mobile Center employee.
Oh, good. As a juvenile.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. A teenager is now charged in connection with the vicious attack of a T-Mobile Center employee during the NBA Youngboy concert last week. The Juvenile Office of the 16th Judicial Circuit in Jackson County has filed one felony assault charge and one misdemeanor assault charge against the teenage suspect. It occurred Sunday, September 21st. Viral video. Boom, 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 boom. Victim is the 66-year-old man, Thomas Schlang, a 17-year veteran guest services employee downtown. He has been working down there 17 years.
Since before
basically,
the kid.
Since it opened. Since
before the kid was born.
Before the kid who beat him up was born.
100%. He says, I went down, I just had blows to my head. Recalling the moment he was thrown to the ground and repeatedly punched, just getting him off me because he was so enraged. We were in essence trying to protect the fans. So you guys remember what happened? Fans came over to the staff and said, there is a kid down here.
He's in the wrong seat.
He's not in his seat. That seat belongs to somebody else. Can you help?
Mm-hmm.
Guy says, let me look at your ticket. Yep, buddy, you're over here. And then this kid
flies into a rage.
Just goes MMA fighter on him.
I do owe an apology to one Antonio Clater. I said that in the video that I saw that no one stepped in to help. It was cut off before Antonio stepped in and pulled the kid off who was doing the beating. So thank you, Antonio, for
amen
having a soul and stepping up and doing the right thing.
Amen.
When Channel 4 reached out to the gentleman that was struck after these charges were announced. He said, quote, accountability is important. Yep. But actually, it's kind of sad things got to this point. Restraint, cooperation, and respect are important lessons to learn. Will he learn? Will this 14-year-old
learn? No, absolutely
not.
No. Sam said it under his breath when you announced that there were charges. He goes, a slap on the wrist. That's what this is going to be. And so the kid, it would be my guess, and I don't know, I'm spitballing, is going to feel emboldened by what has happened to him. He got away with beating up an old man, an older man. I think he's 67. The kid is 14, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. He's going to feel like this is society's way of saying you didn't really do anything wrong.
Which, by the way, nothing makes you cooler than beating up a guy significantly older than you. That's like the mark of coolness.
Yeah, he's only, what, 53 years older than you are. And so he would be basically my age when the kid was born. I mean, come on.
I'm telling you, you asked me at the beginning of the show, some 4 hours ago, you said, would you step in and correct someone for throwing a beer at Rory McIlroy's wife, or
I remember
shouting insults, and I said, "You've got to be crazy. Have you looked around lately? We're surrounded by nuts." No, I'm not stepping in now. Teenager wailing on a 66-year-old man.
You have to get involved.
My God, you would hope that, but Scott, for your safety, it would scare me to death that you stepped in.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody says on the text line, this is from 8088, they just left a polling place in Lee's Summit. It is doing brisk business at the polling place in Lee's Summit where they just were. If you've missed the news, today is the recall election on Jackson County Executive Frank White. And it's my understanding, Sam, you live in Jackson County, but you didn't vote yet, right?
I have not switched everything over yet.
Okay. So Dan's the only one else on the show. So we have two Johnson Countyans, two Jackson Countyans. I believe Dan said that the Frank White recall is the only item on the ballot.
It is, yes. It is a single question ballot.
That's it.
You walk in, check yes or no, see you later.
Okay. What is in a name? Okay. What is in a name? A value,
I don't know, Tilly Norwood, you tell me.
A value of $30,000, apparently. Wealthy parents-to-be are spending tens of thousands of dollars.
Stop it.
To hire a professional baby namer to help them dub their new addition.
If you cannot name your own child, I don't think you should be allowed to have a child.
Taylor Humphreys started posting online about a decade ago about her obsession with baby names, and now it has become a rather luxurious enterprise. Quoting here from Taylor Humphrey, there's a lot more to this job than people realize. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get calls from clients that are so urgent that I drop everything to help them right away.
What, like they're pushing the baby out and they still don't know what to call it?
The San Francisco-based consultant helped name more than 100 babies in 2020, raking in more than $150,000 from cashed-up couples. Back then, she charged $1,500 for the service.
Very secretive process. It's called Google.
Now, Humphrey, who is 37 and has 100,000 followers on TikTok and Instagram, charges up to $30,000 to name your new baby.
That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
I would like to promote myself right now as a professional baby namer.
Got it.
I would start taking email requests for the tune of $45,000 to $50,000, depending on the length of name. Thank you.
I'll do it for $25,000.
I'll do it for $20,000.
I'll do it for $60,000.
Humphrey is
going the wrong way.
She has a background in branding and marketing. She's a self-described name nerd with thousands of spreadsheets full of baby names.
It's called Google. This is the greatest scam ever. I don't know whether I don't like her or if I'm so impressed by her, it's making my head spin. Because she has figured out a way to do something for literally nothing.
She has a range of clientele from the anonymously rich to high-profile celebrities who seek out assistance to find the perfect name for their baby, which can feel sometimes high stakes.
It's really not.
It's real simple. Really simple.
Oh, my God. How rich do you have to be?
Stupid rich. Like burning money rich to start a fire. This story out of Austin, a deceased serial killer has been identified as the suspect in the 1991 yogurt shop murders that claimed the lives of four teenage girls and haunted the city of Austin for more than three decades. They now know who did it.
And there's a Missouri connection to it. Did you read this?
I have not seen the Missouri connection.
Oh, my God,
connection.
It is so awful. You guys, this was the four girls, and I mean girls. Two of them were sisters. Two other female employees, they were working at this yogurt shop in a strip mall, and this man comes in, shoots and kills all of them, sets fire to the ice cream shop. It's been one of the biggest unsolved in Texas history. They could not figure out who this guy was.
His name is Robert Eugene Brashers. He died by suicide in 1999. Yep. He is now linked through DNA testing to the murders of the four girls, says the Austin Police Department. This is the police chief, Lisa Davis. After 34 years, the Austin Police Department has made a significant breakthrough in this case. Now, here's the Missouri connection. Investigators say Brashers was a serial killer and a rapist linked to at least three other murders between 1990 and 1998 in South Carolina and Missouri.
I believe he killed a mother and daughter in Missouri.
Police are now working to link Brashers to other unsolved sexual assaults and murders throughout the country. They say once the investigation is completed, they will collaborate with police departments across Texas to see if Brashers can be linked to any other cold cases.
And why stop at Texas? I mean,
I don't think they are, Dan.
I hope they don't. He's a psychotic sadist. Who is now dead? Don't even read it.
Well, no, the daughter's, the sister's mom is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, at least she saw.
She at least.
I
hate the word closure. That does not exist. But you would wonder every single day, is the man that is out there that did this to my child.
Children.
Is he still out harming other people? Still out hurting others?
And the answer is he has not. At least in the last 26 years.
Yeah, only because he's dead.
Because he's a coward. He took his own life. Yes. A thwarted plot to cripple the telecommunications system in New York City was bigger than investigators first realized. Adding to the urgency of the search for answers, federal agents discovered additional locations and even more equipment. Have you seen these stories? They were handled. These systems, if activated, would have shut down the telecommunication system in all of New York City.
By overriding the towers, yeah.
And they would have and
overrunning.
They would have been activated, overriding. I believe. They would have been activated remotely. So they have found these, I don't even want to call them warehouses, but these rooms where there's all this electrical and, Sam, what's the word I'm looking for here?
It's basically, it was hotel rooms.
Rooms?
Yeah, okay. It would just be a stack, we'll call it, of hard drives with SIM cards plugged into them, and they were all going to cloud the towers until they shut down.
Would have shut down all of the tele... Can you imagine if that happened?
No.
What that would do to the stock market, Destabilize is a word that's coming to mind, but that's...
Did you disrupt. It would definitely disrupt. Do you know if they ever figured out why the communication systems went down in Louisiana and Mississippi? That was just a few days ago.
No, it was, I think, 2 weeks ago, but...
Do you ever wonder, is our are we just hanging on by a thread and we are just ignorantly blissful?
You want the truth or a lie to make you feel better?
We don't know how close we are to the whole grid going down.
I would bet that there is so much that goes on, good and bad, that we don't ever see. That if we knew the underbelly of the investigative world and the criminal mind world, it would... I think we probably wouldn't sleep at night.
And as a conspiracy theorist who is skeptical of everything, and specifically everything that my government tells me, I would be willing to bet that many of these random blips that they're blaming on, oh, sorry, that wire corroded, some of them were hacks. But if they were to say, hey, this very vital infrastructure was hacked by a foreign entity, that would cause mass mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have that, can we?
Well, no, I don't like my ham made.
So they say, well, you know, software update or something stupid.
It would cause mass mayhem, wouldn't it? You're so silly. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
All right. I've heard about this, quote, addiction. I don't think it's an addiction, but I've heard about it before.
I just looked it up, and I can tell you why once you read the story.
All right. Woman says, I was addicted to Afrin nasal spray for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't breathe without it, but she finally quit. Okay?
Keep that line in mind. I couldn't breathe without it.
Here's the story for the New York Post. Get a whiff of this nightmare. A young woman struggled for years to breathe freely after becoming hooked on a popular over-the-counter nasal spray, making it nearly impossible to quit. I could not breathe without Afrin. User scared and sobbing said in a viral clip with over more than 4 million views. I was addicted to it for like maybe a decade, she says. Afrin is a, quote, fast-acting decongestant that shrinks swollen blood vessels in your nose and clears congestion within seconds. It says it could provide relief for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But the label warns, do not use for more than 3 consecutive days.
That's true. The label does say that.
Allergist Dr. Mark Arconia says, if you use a decongestant spray too much or too often, your body could become dependent on it. Then when you try to stop using the spray, your nasal passages start to swell up again, which causes your congestion to return. This can lead you to use the spray again and again in order to try to feel better.
So it's just like with Carmex, but different, okay? Remember back in the 80s and 90s, people would complain that they had become addicted to Carmex.
Right.
Remember?
I just can't stop putting it on my lips.
Little lip balm that came in the little circular jar with the yellow lid, just like Duke's mayonnaise. And
what do Carmex and Duke's mayonnaise have in common?
They both have a yellow lid. Duke's mayonnaise. Anyway, with Carmex, and I did become addicted to, and I use addicted in air quotes, of course, but I did become addicted to Carmex when I was a senior in high school and a freshman at Nebraska, because what happens is you put the Carmex on your lips, right? Yeah. But when it wears off, it just soothing relief.
Yeah. For
right?
a second.
Well, for hours. But once it wears off, it leaves your lips drier than it was when you first applied it. Listen, so the only way to get relief is to keep reapplying.
Listen to this poor woman. She says, I would wake up maybe twice a night, maybe once a night, depending on how bad it was. And I would need to spray Afrin into my nose because I could not breathe and it felt like I was dying. She carried bottles with her everywhere and would race to buy more if she ran out. Without it, she said, she couldn't focus in her college classes. On a family trip to Morocco, she accidentally packed Afrin in her checked luggage instead of her carry-on. This, quote, triggered an emotional breakdown at the airport as she desperately searched for the spray. It was so bad, she said. My dad literally went back through security to go back to the entrance of the airport because they had a pharmacy there.
Mm.
She saw several ear, nose, and throat specialists. You know what they told her, Scott? Stop using it. Just stop.
And that's what I did with Carmex.
It's going to suck for a couple days.
Yep, exactly right. I just stopped putting it on my lips, and I was licking my lips for days.
Oh, it's so bad.
I mean, it was awful.
One ENT told her after she had some slip-ups that made her fall back into the habit that she had damaged.
It's not alcohol.
No. That she had damaged her nose and that, quote, I burnt a hole through my nose.
Okay.
But it's the same neuroreceptors saying, keep using it. It feels good.
Well, but with Carmex, it wasn't for me. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a dopamine release in the brain. It was just, like I said before, it's more of a habit than an addiction. When the Carmex, and or in this case the Afrin, wears off, it leaves that portion of your body that it was helping worse off than when you first
in the short term.
It.
Yes.
Yes.
To avoid this nightmare, Dr. John R. Craig, an otolaryngologist,
absolutely.
Why has that been in our show twice today? We have not said that word in 15 years. One time on this show, and then boom, twice. I got to say otolaryngologist.
Sam, would you care to give it a shot?
It's an otolaryngologist.
Bragger recommends starting with an over-the-counter nasal corticosteroid.
Sound it out.
Like Flonase. No, I'm not going to sound it out.
Do it like on Sesame Street.
Those doctors don't know how to pronounce the thing that they do.
Sam, sound it out for her, please.
Otolaryngologist.
Right. Dr. Craig says use Flonase.
Okay. Real quick, the only political story of the day, and no.
We're almost to the finish line. Why would you do this?
This is not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's not independent.
From the text line, I was able to quit alcohol and still can't quit Afrin.
Well, you're about to burn a hole through your nose. I would stop.
As you're probably well aware, the government is likely to shut down in about 5 hours and 18 minutes. Members of Congress still get paid in a government shutdown.
Of course they do.
That's all I got.
Of course they do.
That's all I got.
Why would you bring that up right before 6 o'clock?
To rile you up and half of the audience, probably. The Big 12 Conference today announced a $50,000 fine for the University of Colorado after fans yelled anti-Mormon chants and expletives directed at BYU's football team.
My God.
The chants, which occurred during Saturday's Colorado game against BYU, BYU won, by the way, 24-21. Good. Were condemned by the conference and university officials. Said the Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark, hateful and discriminatory language has no home in the Big 12 Conference. While we appreciate Colorado apologizing for the chants that occurred in the stands during Saturday's game, the Big 12 maintains zero tolerance for this behavior.
Am I the only one that feels like that is an incredibly low fine?
Yes. When I saw the headline, and it just cleared on NBC News just a few minutes ago.
$50,000?
That's it.
It costs more to rush the field.
Yeah, isn't that $100,000 if you rush the field?
The first time, and then it goes up to like $500
or something. Or $250, I think. Deion Sanders, the head coach at Colorado, suggested that those who made the chants were likely young and intoxicated.
You think?
Does it make it okay?
No, it doesn't make it okay. But of course they were young. And most likely, yes, of course. Thank you, Captain Sanders.
I don't know nothing about
Bunch
no chants.
Young drunks.
Yeah, and by the way, Deion Sanders was also one who said he never heard the chants coming out of the stands. Okay.
Honestly, can the coaches really hear what's going on down there? With the headsets and all the good's going on, and you're focused on the game. I'm being serious. It is loud.
It is loud, but I'd be shocked if he didn't hear it, or if one of his staff didn't come over and say, Coach, we're going to have to deal with this after the game. They're yelling blank you Mormons up there in the stands. You put enough liquid courage in a couple of some young, dumb kids, and they'll say just about anything.
I would also argue that as a member of the staff, if you were to hear that, the last thing you would want to do in a game like that is distract the coach.
No, but afterwards, he could have been told, you know, hey, you're going to get this at the press conference.
Yeah.
Right, just very funny.
Well, no, you're right, Sam. If I was on his staff, I wouldn't say it to him during the game, especially a close game that ends in the score of 24-21.
Right.
But as we're walking off the field or going through the tunnel headed to the locker room, it would be a dereliction of duty if somebody on his staff didn't say, hey, you're going to get a question in there about some moron students up there yelling, F you Mormons, just be prepared for it.
Can we please come back with the Mike McDaniel quote about why it's such a great day?
Is it because we're near death?
It's not funny, but it's funny. Why does he say things like that? It's a great day.
He's just a little weird.
Why, Coach? Because we're one day closer to death. He said that.
It's very weird.
He's so weird. I'm like sort of intrigued by him, and I don't know why.
Well, he's literally trying to live a movie character life.
I'll
repeat myself from the first hour. He was the nerdiest guy in the world from Yale, pure statistician guy, and within 2 years, he looks like a Miami mob boss.
Is he like a beanball? What was that movie with Brad
Pitt? Like a Moneyball.
Moneyball. Is he kind of like a Moneyball guy?
From what I understand, yeah, numbers were his thing,
But like, he has this manic look about him. And when what's crazy about this quote is when they ask him, he's like, it's not a good day, it's a great day. He doesn't even miss a beat.
Why is it a great day, Coach?
One day closer to death. He just literally just says it. And you can tell there's this.
And it was the morning after a huge
silence
blowout.
Falls over the room. And they're like, do we laugh at that? Like, is he being serious?
Isn't he the Dolphins coach?
He's so weird. Yes.
Well, they won last night.
This was last week after the loss. And now we've got Tyreek Hill injured. You want to stay tuned for this next press conference?
913-586.
That guy, a paramedic.
7798 586 7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a weirdo. Why is that funny to me?
He's so weird.
So we're another day closer to death. New study finds that Gen X women are the least likely to break their food addiction to ultra-processed foods.
Okay.
And the reason is Gen X. It says here researchers found that middle-aged adults, especially women, are far more likely to be addicted, and I'm going to use that in air quotes, to ultra-processed foods than older generations. Marketing of diet-focused processed foods in the 1980s may have played a major role. Food addiction was linked to poor health, weight issues, social isolation, highlighting long-term risks. Experts warn that children today could face even higher addiction rates in the future. The reason for Gen X women being the ones who are the least likely to stop eating ultra-processed foods, they were the first generations of Americans to grow up with ultra-processed foods all around them. Did I read somewhere, Sam, it may have been a story that we had in our stack not too long ago and just didn't get time to get it on the air, that the average middle-aged American in their diet, their daily diet is 70% ultra-processed foods?
If not higher, yes. That is correct.
Is bread considered an ultra-processed food?
Yes.
Can be, yes.
If you're going to buy, and I won't name any brands, but the regular, you know, sandwich bread off the shelf, those ingredients go through enough stages of processing to be considered ultra-processed.
A new study shows that 21% of women and 10% of men in Generation X and the tail end of the baby boomer generation, now in their 50s and early 60s, meet criteria for addiction to these ultra-processed foods.
Canned foods, TV dinners, it's all over the place.
And a lot of these TV dinners, in fairness, are marketed to you like the Weight Watchers TV dinners. And
I had one today.
Well, what was the brand you recall?
Smart Ones, because it's so easy when I'm in a hurry to pop one of those in the microwave. And I'm telling you, it is sodium. I know this.
Oh, it is loaded with sodium.
It is a lot of salt.
And devoid of nutrients.
Well, there's some tomato-y stuff in there.
But they market it to you as Smart Ones, so when you buy it, you're thinking you're making a smart choice. It's all in the name.
Eat natural whole foods. It's not the easy route. It's actually quite difficult, but you will notice the benefits.
Speaking of processed foods, about 58 million pounds. Million pounds of corn dog and sausage on a stick products are being recalled after wood pieces were discovered in the batter.
Oh, that's not good.
Hillshire Brands.
Is that natural? It is wood, Sam.
Comes with a built-in toothpick.
Gross.
Or a colon penetrator.
Oh, gross.
Let's not use that word.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something else. Another word that came out a little
now
wrong.
Now there's super colon blow.
Super colon blow.
Oh, yeah?
You'll never know what hit you. Anyway, Hillshire Brands, which is a subsidiary of Tyson Foods, said it received multiple customer complaints about wood pieces in the corn dogs and the sausage sticks, five of which did involve injuries. Okay. The recall covers products packaged between March of this year and less than a week ago. So if you got some Hillshire corn dogs recently, you might want to throw those out.
Well, you'll know if there's a problem when you bite down and... You'll know.
Okay. All right. Today, we mentioned this earlier today. This is the final day of the AOL dial-up. It is over after all these years. It is International Podcast Day, so check out our podcast when you get a chance. It is available at KMBZ.com. It is Ask a Stupid Question Day.
How do you pronounce otolaryngologist?
Exactly. Also, the start of the Major League Baseball Wild Card Series.
Otolaryngologist.
Birthdays today. Fran Drescher is 68. Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch is 71. And Johnny Mathis, singer, who is still alive, is 90.
Wow.
I thought he was long gone. We got to run. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.